This is LOA Recon with Good Vibe Coach Jeanette Ma, where we explore the ins and outs of conscious creation to manifest our favorite dreams come true. Let's have some fun together. Welcome and thank you for joining me for another episode. I was thinking about how we as conscious creators have such a big advantage in navigating the world because we know things that not everyone else knows. We understand the power of vibration. We know that everything is energy and that thoughts become things, and that if we can imagine it, we can have it. We know not to get carried away by negative fears because we're capable of creating anything that we put our minds to. So we've got big advantages when it comes to living what we want. And yet, still, sometimes we slip into muggle mode as if we didn't know any of that stuff. I'm talking about the way we sometimes spend a lot of time and energy trying to make the right choice or trying to figure out the right option that's going to lead to our dreams come true. Like the person we're dating, is he or she the one, or should we move on? Or the jobs we're interviewing for, can we get the right offer from the right company for the right position, or are we going to miss our big chance? Or the house that we're shopping for, or the marketing method that we're using, or the investment we're making, or the doctor we're seeing. The list goes on and on. There are a lot of things that might seem like there's a right choice and a wrong choice. One leads to happily ever after and the others don't. Like there's a right person and a wrong person, or a right action and a wrong action, good timing or bad timing. But that isn't the case because it doesn't matter what we do. It only matters how we feel. It only matters what we vibrate. We could bring the wrong vibration to all the right parties and it won't be a good time because of what we're vibrating, and vice versa. When we bring an aligned vibration to the worst situation, it's still going to work out for us because that's the power of vibration. Everything we experience is driven by what we're vibrating, not by anything else. And that vibration is driven by what we're thinking, what we're focusing on, what we're paying attention to. So it doesn't matter who we marry or what job we take or what city we live in, as much as it matters what we vibrate. Instead of spending so much time evaluating what's the right business move or the best eating plan or even the best coach to hire, the smart move is spend some time working on the vibration first, which just means practice what it feels like to have what you want or to make a point of feeling better. Learning what it's like to feel good more often than not. That's the vibration management work that makes the real difference about what's going to happen next in our lives. And when we do that, when we approach something with an aligned vibration, we're drawn to the options that best support that success that we want. The right timing, the right people, the right places reveal themselves when we find the right vibration. I've seen clients do this. I've done it myself, wondering, well, is this the right love interest, for example? But that's a wrong question, because anyone can be the right person. It's not, is this the right person, but do I have the right vibration for what I want? And that's true for everything besides relationships. It's also jobs and product options and contractors and neighbors and health practices and morning routines. Anything that we might spend time thinking about, is this the right way or is this the right one? It can't ever be the right one without us bringing the right vibration to the party. A couple weeks ago, my sweetie and I were at the local animal shelter choosing a foster dog to bring home, and luckily, they were closing soon, so we didn't have a lot of time to think about it, but we both felt pretty strongly about the same dog, so that went pretty easily. But after we got her home and she turned out to be cat aggressive, which is a bad thing in my household, so now we need a dog trainer and we need one fast. I was wondering, who do we hire? Should we hire the girl who did Olive because she did such a great job with Olive? I actually reached out to her first. Or should we hire the guy who trained her? Or should we go to the guy who trained Winston? Oh my gosh, that guy was amazing. Or is there someone even better? Someone faster, someone more affordable, someone more understanding of what we're dealing with? You know, I didn't think about it too much until I got a text back from one of the trainers that we hadn't hired who said, well, you better keep close tabs on the one that you did hire because that person is known to have had a couple of dogs die at his hands. Oh, that got me wondering, did I pick the wrong guy? I got spun out about that for a minute, but then I remembered, Jeanette, you did not pick the wrong guy, because any guy can be the right guy when I bring the right vibration. So I don't need to worry so much about, did I pick the right trainer? I want to pay more attention to, do I know the vibration of having a happy, healthy dog joining my happy, healthy pack to live a happy, healthy life, or whatever it is that I want? Do I know that vibration? Because without that, I'm handicapping any trainer that I hire. No one can give me what I'm not the vibration of. It's not on my trainer to deliver, it's on me. What am I vibrating? Do I know how to have what I want? So the question isn't, is this the right thing or person or place or product or whatever? It's, do I have the right vibration for this? Is my energetic frequency allowing me to have what I want? Is it going to take me where I want to go? That's why it's so much smarter for those of us who understand the role of vibration in the world to take more time managing how we feel instead of managing what we do. And yes, sometimes the action is what helps us feel better. But let's just remember what's making the real difference here. It's what we're vibrating. So, do you know what it feels like to have what you want? Practice that feeling until you're really good at it, and then the quote-unquote right players and places and all the helpful components will be revealed. So cool how it works. I hope you got some inspiration from this. Thanks for listening, and happy manifesting.